A statement has just been released by the New Zealand government, standing beside or with the United Kingdom in its condemnation of the People's Republic of China, or PRC, state-backed malicious cyber security, and confirming that in 2021 the GCSB, the electronic spy agency here, established links between a state-sponsored actor linked to the PRC and malicious cyber activity targeting parliamentary entities in New Zealand. RNZ's political editor is Jo Moyer. Morena, Jo.
Good morning, Catherine.
So what's just been put out by the government? Could you carry on?
I can. So what we already knew was that in July 2021, the then GCSB Minister, Andrew Little, revealed that there had been established links between APT 40 and this malicious cyber activity that had been going on in New Zealand. So we already knew that this had taken place because a statement did get put out at the time, but there wasn't a whole lot of information around sort of what it had infiltrated, other than to say that the Chinese state-sponsored actors were responsible for the exploitation of Microsoft Exchange vulnerabilities in New Zealand in early 2021. We have now received a statement from the Minister responsible for the GCSB current time, Judith Collins. This is on the back, of course, of overnight we've had the British Parliament, we've had the US, so US and UK, both Five Eyes partners of ours, talking about their sanctions, the activity, what's been going on, and that infiltration that's been going on. And now we have Judith Collins confirming that a robust technical assessment did take place in 2021. And what it found was that there was a compromise of the Parliamentary Council Office and the Parliamentary Service in 2021. So we now know that those two groups were affected. She does go on to say in the statement that's just been released that, quote, fortunately in this instance, the NCSC, which is GCSB's National Cybersecurity Centre, worked with the impacted organisations to contain the activity and remove the actor shortly after they were able to access the network.
All right, so when the GCSB revealed this, everyone pretty much assumed who the state actor might be. Is the significance this morning naming it?
So yes, there is a naming of it, and there's also more specifics around what it actually impacted. I mean, you could look at the statement from Judith Collins and say, we've learned a little bit more about what happened, but in terms of the fact that it happened, well, we did already know that because Andrew Little at the time revealed that in 2021. So that bit's not new. It's just a little bit more information about that robust technical assessment that actually took place. And yes, naming APT 40. That's not new. Apologies. Andrew Little did name APT 40 at the time.
It's more a public condemnation of the
Correct.
People's Republic of China state-backed malicious cyber activity. It's the naming that really stands out. And in the context of other nations' naming, of course, the UK is going on and imposing sanctions, isn't it? This is more a much more moderate step that nonetheless is a public criticism.
That's right. I mean, the top of this press statement from Judith Collins this morning is New Zealand stands with the United Kingdom in its condemnation of People's Republic of China. So this is about joining up and being part of a group that is obviously calling this behaviour out and making it known that the parliamentary network was breached by the PRC back at this time as well. So it is a Five Eyes thing we're talking about here. Obviously, the US and the UK came out strong overnight. The other members of that, of course, New Zealand, Australia and Canada. And New Zealand has now pulled its comments, its commentary, its officials, everything all together, and this is where we have landed.
Yeah, it's interesting. Of course, the UK going and alleging significant intrusions, attempts to access details of MPs and peers who are critical of Beijing, I'm quoting the BBC, also believed to have accessed personal data of millions of voters. Although Mr. Dowden, who is, I'm just trying to find his position, who I'm quoting, says this is not believed to have compromised the security of elections. So a comparatively moderate statement referring to what was an established incident in New Zealand, naming those who were involved, you're left wondering what the consequence of the statement is, if anything.
Well, that's right. And like I say, the Parliamentary Council Office and the Parliamentary Service were obviously the affected parties here. Now, Parliamentary Service, of course, oversees much of what happens here at Parliament. It is in charge of and runs everything in the ICT department in terms of, you know, technology, communications, phones, all of that. All of the MPs here, their staff is both here and, of course, in their electorate offices and community offices as well. All of that is run by the Parliamentary Service. What the statement doesn't tell us is how sort of far in things got. Now, I come back to the comment I made before, this quote from Judith Collins saying that, you know, it contained the activity and removed the actor shortly after they were able to access the network. Now, you can read into that and say, well, perhaps they didn't get very far at all and, you know, they're not coming out stronger or suggesting sanctions or anything themselves because there was no real information taken, which of course would be different to what we're hearing from overseas. But it is unclear. Now, Judith Collins is going to be available on Caucus Run this morning on her way to the National Party Caucus. That is at 9:40 this morning. And she will be commenting, I'm sure.
Yeah. Look, interestingly, it was the Deputy Prime Minister I was referring to in the UK, Oliver Dowden. Obviously, the extent of what the UK is revealing and sanctioning goes or appears to go a lot more than what we know about or what has been established in New Zealand. The questions will be, does the GCSB know the full extent of any alleged activity, among other things? But for today, for this moment, it is coming out and saying we have on record an instance in New Zealand and we are going to condemn that action publicly today, yeah?
That is correct.
Thank you. Nailed it.
Thank you,
Jo. There'll be more questions for the Minister and we'll look forward to your reporting during the day. Thank you. Jo Moyer, RNZ's political editor.